Hello, it's Lisa and Pete here with the catch-up.
And today, all the details on Ben Cousins being sentenced to a year in jail.
Cyclone Debbie has hit North Queensland hard. We crossed to Mackay, where locals were bracing for the worst.
And Justin Hamilton tells us what he thinks of the Netflix show Iron Fist, which, as it turns out, isn't a bird, isn't a plane, and isn't even a guy in a cape pressing clothes with his bare hand.
Lisa and Pete love the freedom of starting work later in the day. To ensure your ageing relatives still enjoy their freedom, see stivesomecare.com.au.
We're crossing to Jamie Freestone from Channel 7 off the back of the court case, seeing Ben Cousins in jail for the next 12 months. Hi, Jamie.
Jamie, I guess in some ways this has been coming. In other ways, though, it still came as such a surprise. How was Ben's reaction?
Well, Lisa, throughout the court appearance that lasted more than an hour, he was glancing at his father, Brian Cousins, who was in court, and raising his eyes at certain points. But he must have known that he was a serious prospect of going to jail. In fact, he, because he'd made previous breaches of the violence restraining order, it was somewhat a mandatory sort of prison term. And that's what's happened today, because he's had two previous breaches of violence restraining order. So the starting point was a jail term, and that's what the magistrate has handed him today. We heard a lot more today about his conduct and the aggravated stalking. It had included more than 2,000 attempts to try and contact his former partner over 5 months, including on one day he tried to contact her more than 100 times. And his lawyer said this was all part of him trying to make contact with his children. Mm-hmm. But the magistrate said this just would have been harrowing and traumatic for his former partner.
Right. Jamie, in terms of, you know, exactly that moment when the 12-month sentence was handed down, did it come as a bit of a shock to the people in the room in general?
Look, speaking personally, Pete, I thought that the magistrate may have suspended the sentence. We'd heard quite a significant submission from Ben Cousins' lawyer that he accepted that he needed help. In his words, he said that he needed to reach out and take that hand of help that had been offered to him. And he suggested that he could have been going into a residential intensive drug rehabilitation centre as early as tomorrow. So hearing this and hearing the argument that Ben Cousins was willing to accept the help, finally willing to accept the help after so long, I did expect or anticipated that the sentence may have been suspended, but instead it's an immediate jail term of 12 months. He will be eligible for parole after 6 months.
Thank you very much, Jamie. Appreciate the chat, mate.
See ya.
All right, thank you, guys.
Cyclone Debbie made landfall over the last 18 hours, right in between Bowen and Arley, which is in North Queensland. And more than 50,000 homes and businesses, mostly in the Mackay region, are without power as we speak. We're joined now by Mackay resident Jay. Hi, Jay.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Jay. Mackay and Ellie Beach, is it? The area
between
the two? Okay.
Yeah.
Is it sort of where they expected, or are there a few Mackay residents going, well, that could have been closer, or how's the feeling?
Well, we always felt like it was going to, and we always viewed, or they kept hinting at it was going to come south towards, and Mackay was sort of the tail end of the warning zone.
Right.
And at the start, we thought, oh, this always happens. We always get clarified into that warning zone.
Yeah.
And the cyclone just kept bumping down south and south and south. And then, today it made landfall between Bowen and Airlie, as you mentioned. And, it's still going now, actually. So I've just popped out to get something to eat. And mm-hmm. The wind is very strong. The rain's horizontal, and there's damage everywhere. So, going to be hard to count the cost of all that damage, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
When you say damage everywhere, as you look around, are we talking trees down, roofs off houses? Yeah. What are you saying there?
Well, where I am in the CBD, there's no residential houses around where I am, but mm-hmm. I've seen photos on social media of houses having roofs ripped off, but more so business damages, like windows broken. There's the facades of shops fallen down. There's massive fig trees in the main streets of our city that have fallen over. And that's just a small taste of, we're going to see in our region. But Airlie Beach and the islands, we've just seen photos on social media. It's just demolished. Like,
really?
The marinas have gone. There's jetties that have gone. Like, there's boats that have been lost. It's crazy. It's actually a lot worse than I thought it was going to be.
So, Jay, you said you were stepping out to get something to eat. So, obviously, it's not a ghost town. There are some businesses running and
Just one, actually.
Oh, just the one. It's going to be a queue.
Yeah, it was just a bit of a noodle box down the road from where I am.
Good on them.
there was a bit of a line up there, but nothing else is open. And it is a bit of a ghost town. But, in fact, all the schools are still closed tomorrow around our region. Most businesses are also telling their employees, don't come to work. We need a day to recover.
So, yeah, for sure.
Jay, have authorities given you and the rest of the people in that region an idea of when things are going to slow down? I mean, we have heard that it's been downgraded from a Category 4 to a Category 3. But what's the time frame that we're looking at?
Yeah.
Well, this is a bit of a strange one because when they cross the coast, they usually lose intensity quite fast. But this one, they're saying, like you mentioned, it's a Category 3. It's not expected to drop down to a Category 2 and even a Category 1 until tomorrow or even the next day. So that shows you how much force was in this system as well.
Yeah.
So it's going to come inland Queensland and then sweep back to the coastline. It's going to drench from Mackay right through to the Gold Coast, which is a huge stretch of the coastline. And it's a powerful, powerful system.
And I appreciate that you're not a meteorologist, but you know, we're talking about how when cyclones do cross the coast, they tend to weaken. Is it because this one is moving slowly? Does that make it not weaken as quick, do you think, when they move very slowly?
Yeah, well, I'm actually a little bit of a weather nut.
Oh, okay, good on. Hey, that's all right.
when this cyclone sort of grew, the issue was because it stayed over water for so long and it actually feeds off the warm water. So when it did come eventually, because she was teasing us for quite some time. So when she finally did cross the coast, she had that much power behind her. It was just, there was no way it was going to dissipate fast.
Right.
So it's going to bring a lot of rain and much needed rain to some, you know, farmers in inland Queensland, but for some people it might be too much rain.
Oh, isn't that always the way?
Yeah.
Especially in Queensland?
Yeah. All right, Jay.
Damned if you don't.
Mate, we'll leave it there, but wishing you guys all the best. You're still in our thoughts and, bunker down, mate.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks,
I really appreciate
Jay.
The call. Thank you.
Yep. Please be advised the following radio segment is designed for people who have televisions, people who watch television programs in their homes, on their computers, or on electric telephone devices. Lisa and Pete would like to remind you this isn't just Talk and Telly. This is Justin Hamilton. Talk and Telly.
Hello.
You know, in all the years that we've been talking about TV and movie, one of the things that you can rely on is with the Marvel brand, the very worst that's going to happen when you're watching one of their productions is at worst, have a fine time. Like, you know, like I saw Ant-Man, I enjoyed it while I was watching it. And by the end, I went, I'll never watch this again. And it was fine. Kind of a little bit like really tasty fast food. You enjoy it while it's happening, but you're not going to take a photo of it for Instagram. The great thing that you can say about Marvel is they're reliable. That is until now. The new Netflix series, hold on to yourself here, Lisa, Iron Fist, is the first real Marvel stinker for me.
How did it happen? How did that originate? You know, you get spider bite, things like this, Krypton. What happened with him?
Yeah. He had a deficiency in iron and he took too many tablets.
Okay.
He ate too much raw meat and got out of control. The title has not stopped making anyone laugh. Like, people either think it's an Iron Chef spin-off or a hardcore float at Mardi Gras. And
we are juvenile to the core.
Well, I hope so.
Yes, it saves us.
Iron Fist is the fourth Netflix series starring a hero that will combine with Daredevil, Jessica Jones and Luke Cage for the series The Defenders. So there's a little bit riding on this. Look, you've heard versions of this story before. Danny Rand, as played by Finn Jones, is a child of privilege whose parents die in the Himalayas, leaving him to be raised in the martial arts of a mystical other dimensional city.
Oh, where he's Batman.
Well, he's kind of Batman, he's kind of Doctor Strange, but Danny Rand gains the ability to focus his chi until his fist becomes a thing of iron, ladies, and then he returns home to claim his place with his business.
I'm sorry.
And fight
only a
crime.
Very small percentage are excited.
Some guys take Viagra. Give me a moment while I focus my chi.
Oh, dear. Yep. It's okay, mate. Everyone suffers from non-focused chi every now and then.
Yeah, just focus your chi, buddy.
I want to see him in a face off against a villain where his fist doesn't quite become quite iron and look at him and go, look, I'm sorry, this never usually happens, I swear.
This is really awkward.
No, where were we?
Just get to the verdict.
These are the problems with it. The lead actor is either hopefully miscast or the directors have given him really bad direction because the character of Danny Rand, he's meant to be amazing at kung fu and the actor is not. It looks like more like interpretive dance than Bruce Lee, which is disappointing. Unfortunately for Finn, his supporting character of Colleen Wing, who's played by Jessica Henwick, she's much more interesting. Like every time she's on, you think, oh, why isn't it about her? She's a lot more interesting than this guy over here. It's got David Wenham in it. I love David Wenham.
Mm.
But he's quite good for what he's got to work with, but he doesn't really get a lot to do. This is just a mess. And considering it's a series that's meant to be binged, I found it difficult to get through a few eps without my attention wandering. So anyway, Iron Fist, Netflix, no thumbs, embracing an iron fist.
Lisa and Pete look after each other. It's part of being a team. To ensure your aging parents are looked after at home, team up with St. Ives Home Care. StIvesHomeCare.com.au.